The trade pact signed at the recent summit of ASEAN leaders and officials from Australia and New Zealand added a rare optimistic light into the region's economic gloom. 2 years in the negotiation after a decade of diplomatic manoeuvring, the ASEAN-Australia-New Zealand Free Trade Pact is to be fully operational by 2020. By tying in Australia and New Zealand's economies, the pact adds more than $640 billion to the region's $2 trillion output. For Australia and New Zealand, the agreement means greater access to a 10-nation market of 600 million people. Australian Trade Minister Simon Crean was buoyant about the outlook for trade from the agreement.
The principles are very simple. Market access will be improved, and by the conclusion of the agreement, some 96% of tariff lines will have been eliminated.
Senior Australian Trade Commissioner Rod Morehouse calls the agreement monumental, given its a degree of comprehensiveness and complexity.
If ever was a time for people not to want to open up borders, it's probably during this global financial crisis we're going through at the moment. So, again, it's seriously positive.
The pact comes as regional export growth has plummeted because of the global recession. In Thailand, where exports make up 65% of overall national output, overseas sales fell almost 30% in January, with steeper falls predicted in the near term. A similar outlook is also predicted for other ASEAN members, with economists forecasting a regional contraction in growth through 2009. Across the region, jobs are being cut, hours reduced and wages reduced, as key export and manufacturing industries try to ride out the economic storm. The downturn has raised calls for protection, a move resisted by the ASEAN leaders. John Prasatyo chairs the International Department of the Indonesia Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says the echoes of economic nationalism are being heard.
In facing the crisis, like it or not, you know, you are seeing some nationalistic sentiment, you know, on the rise, yeah? But at the same time, you know, I think our technocrats, you know, have been able to persuade, you know, that look, you know, the rhetoric, you know, for economic nationalism is up to you, but, you know, the long-term wealth creation, you know, requires that, you know, we do more international trade.
Zain Youssef, chair of the Malaysian-Australian Business Council, says the timing of the pact has been crucial.
The timing, I think, is very crucial against the current bleak global financial and economic scenario. People now have to look at what is the, for the good of the region. There's no point putting barriers which does not help free trade, which does not help encourage more trade in the region. This way, I think everybody benefits.
For Malaysia, Zain Youssef, the opening of financial services will benefit both Malaysia and Australia, along with mining, telecommunications and construction. One important outcome for ASEAN is that it will have greater access to Australian and New Zealand technology and development of institutions, as well as professional support and services. Indonesia Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Prasatyo says such access will be important in acting as a counterweight to strengthen the region in negotiating with China.
In Indonesia, you know, we are kind of hoping, you know, that we will be able to modernize our economy, you know, with the help, you know, of more sophisticated new ally, you know, from Australia. More we are equipped, you know, to improve our economy, I think the better off, you know, when we are sitting on the negotiating table, you know, with our friends, you know, from Northern Asia, you know, in terms of, you know, getting a fair deal.
Malaysia's Zain Youssef sees the situation as enhancing the region's equity and more expanded market.
The idea is not so much to create a countervailing power, but to create a bigger market, which would enable, you know, countries to be more equitable in dealing with each other. The idea of this is for mutual benefit, mutual gain, not just for one country to benefit and the other country to lose out.
Australian Trade Commissioner Morehouse says other positive elements for ASEAN lie in access to Australian-based technology, together with resources and a secure source for food. For Australia, the agreement is a positive option to have greater access to the ASEAN market if the Doha round of international trade talks continues to stall.
So it's almost like someone's turned on a green light in a period of time when everyone's working under a yellow card.
In addition to a lowering of tariffs, senior representatives of the 10 ASEAN countries, together with Australia and New Zealand officials, will each year meet to negotiate issues of non-tariff barriers, also seen as obstacles to expanded trade. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.